And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Wednesday. It's the 7th day of May 2025. And with me this hour is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com. That's our, really the website to go to is teamhealthmasters.com. Healthmasters, of course, is the backup. Both will be featured in the program description. And then we're going to be talking about a lot of things. I mean, just a wide array of things. Austin's always prepared, which is why, folks, why tune into the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Yeah, I can talk and I can think, right? Every single morning. And it's accessible via Team Health Masters and Health Masters, and also their website. Well, there it is right there on the screen. That link will be provided in the program description box as well. So there's that. And then later, I have some more news related to something that we spoke of last night. All right. So, just keep that in mind, whatever. And I want to ask Austin when he comes on if he was aware, or his thoughts on if he has any at all on the James O'Keefe. And folks in the chat, let me know if he has any thoughts on the James O'Keefe revelation that was released today. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That's not what I was told. I was told that was, again, I didn't have really any inside direct concrete information, but I was told that there was quite a bit more than that. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? We'll ask Austin. He's on deck right now. And then the other thing too, the Health and Human Services, nomination means for the health. How come I'm not able to help me out? Let me just stop while I'm ahead. Austin Brower, come on aboard. How are you,
man,
sir?
I'm here, Doug. I'm ready to give you guys a fantastic show today. Glad to be back on the show. I've got, about, a gallon of Purple Sticks here running and more packets than I can count all over the place here. So if you guys need anything, to get a hold of the Team Health Masters. We do these late night shows. And we got some great content, great footage, great information bringing you guys every single day. Doug does. We do on the Brower Show, Ted and Austin Brower Show.
That's
thank
right.
You guys for the support of Alt Media, because we couldn't do this, Doug nor I could do this, without your support, without you guys keeping us on the air, and without you guys forwarding these shows, because there is a significant conflict going on for the truth right now, all across the globe, specifically in this country. So make sure you're getting the truth out there before the Hagman Report. Get the news out there to everybody every single day so we can stand up to what we're getting barraged with right now all across the world, my friends. And so, yeah, Doug, I'm here with you, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
I am so glad you are here, because, there's a couple of questions I want to ask you right out of the gate. Austin, are you getting censored, even by some in the so-called alt-right media? Here's the situation right now. We have been finding ourselves on the receiving end of being dropped from a lot or search engines. I mean, it's hard to find us.
Yeah.
And some of the programs on different audio platforms have, especially when you talk about things like, a plot to assassinate President Trump, they're difficult to find. But are you experiencing that?
Oh, boy. I never stop experiencing censorship, Doug, with our show. We're constantly getting blacklisted on all types of different platforms. We keep kind of turning the algorithms over and kind of reposting different stuff, starting different pages, which kind of sucks because you lose a lot of your following. I think we're on our fourth or fifth YouTube account now that we started that back up. That one got dropped. We started another one. Now we've been doing kind of clips, little reels, snippets, getting stuff out there with very short topics that are just health oriented. But as far as the real truth that's going on, and a lot of people, though, are really starting to ask like very serious questions. I saw some of the comment section today in the FBI release of what they talked about, the 205 suspected child sex predators in the five-day sweep. They said this is a huge arrest. The operation resulted in rescuing 115 children, unprecedented national operation. They said these predators were hiding behind the computer. They arrested all these people, which, good riddance. These people belong in a wood chipper that are going after little children. What's crazy about this, though, is the comment section. A lot of these articles, everybody's going, you know, the FBI is so involved with this right now, which is a good thing. We're very proud of this happening and these guys getting locked up. Why can't we still seem to get a handle on where these Epstein files keep going with the actual end users that are trying to purchase these children via child sex trafficking? And these guys that they arrested, a lot of them are doing stuff online and so forth. Why can't we get the names of the judges, the alleged royal family members, and other individuals all across the country and globe that were actually the end users of abusing these young children through the Epstein syndicate via Maxwell and Mossad? I don't know. It seems odd to me that we can't seem to figure out how to release these. But we got all these other little things they throw out there. Or how about the fact that we still can't release the Epstein files after, what, a decade? But we are sure as heck able to find seven-year-old ladies out in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Walked on the Capitol grounds on January 6th. And golly, they sure did that fast. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on they don't want us talking about. And they keep doing things to cover up the topics that we don't want to talk about.
I love it. And you know, I am so frustrated. And I know people listening and watching this platform, we are extremely frustrated about this. And I hear, well, look, you know, give them time. They're building cases.
Oh, yeah.
In my view, bullshit. And yeah. Look, I'm not
with
the
capital B on this one. This is now.
Yeah. Because look, I get the fact that it takes time. But when you go in, like the FBI went into Epstein Island, they went into his place. New Mexico or out west. New York. They grabbed all of his electronics, all of his papers.
And they've had this stuff for years, Doug. Years.
Right. And even if you did not catalog that, catalog it, but just had it in a room, the current FBI would be able to go in and take and triage it, basically. Like Eric the Tech, send him out there. He would do it. But anyway.
Oh, Eric would probably have it done on a weekend, you know, be like, what have you guys been doing?
No, the only other thing, there'd be only one caveat, and that would be the victims in this. Now, we're not talking about the call girls, if there were any, the professionals, if there were any. We're talking about the victims. Now, right. You've got to handle that a lot differently, because following the criminal, it's going to be civil. But beyond that, redact that and toss that information out there. You don't have to post pornographic videos. You can show the hard drives. In fact, you can now with AI, and I'm sure Eric could even do it, black out the victim, and even make it non-objectionable. But anyway, go ahead, sir.
Well, I think of the point out, but most of the American population, even the nitty-gritty graphic information isn't even something we're trying to demand as much as the fact that we want to know the file list of all the people's names that were involved with Epstein directly with using him to purchase these kids. And that's the part that they keep saying, oh, well, we have to redact this. No, you don't. You got Maxwell's direct testimony that the judge refused to allow to go out in public with the Freedom of Information Act because he said it was too damning. He wouldn't let it release. This is years ago now with Maxwell's case. This stuff still isn't coming out. And so, again, we're getting wins, but at the same time, there's other things that are happening that I think they're trying to crack down. I saw the thing with O'Keefe. He apparently released footage of the royal family advisor alleging that Prince Andrew lied about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein and being involved with underage girls. I haven't seen what's some of the other stuff you're hearing about with O'Keefe, because I know he's put that cryptic message out a couple days ago.
Well, okay. Look, again, not based on the little, and again, I'm stressing this, the little I know versus what we saw today. That's only like 1/10 of what I certainly expected. So, oh, yeah. Here's the thing. Just if you have the video, the audio, and you have, and this is the other thing too, if you've got your lawyers lined up, because you gotta get, when you go down this road, you better get lawyers. If you got all that lined up, release it. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're insulated essentially from any kind of threat, except for like a revenge hit. That'll teach them. But release it. Don't sit on it. But what do I know? Go ahead, sir.
No, that's and I think that's the point that everybody's starting to get with it. So, but switching gears with this, this is something we covered on the show today. DeSantis now has officially made Florida the second state in the country to end water fluoridation. This is a big deal down for us here in Florida. And they're coming out saying essentially the water does not need to be medicated. It is against human rights. They said drinking water is to hydrate, not medicate. And after so much information has come out talking about fluoridated water leading to neurodevelopmental issues in children, including lowering IQ points, they have now decided it's passed the House and the Senate, and DeSantis is signing it. This is after Joseph Lupato, Florida Surgeon General, has been slamming it now for the last couple of years, and another state has basically banned it. This is getting a lot of coverage, and it's crazy to me because this has been something that we've all talked about for 70, 80 years now. I mean, not my personal self that long, not that old. But the topics, as far as with people blasting it, ever since they did it, they started fluoridating the water, medicating it after 1946, 1947, right about in the 50s after World War II, nobody's ever really been able to justify it, because if you want fluoridated toothpaste, you want that swill in your mouthwash, you can go buy it. You can go buy it at Walmart if you want. Good riddance to it. But putting it in the water supply that every American person has to drink it, essentially if they want to use any type of tap water, is insanity, and it has been for decades. So Florida, July 1st, it's gone. It will be illegal for any entity, any city, any county, municipality to medicate or add fluoride to their central water supply, period. So big deal for us, big win. We'll take this one. Hope it starts spreading state to state to state. So that's something I did want to cover today. It's a lot of people been asking me about if it was going to happen, and it did.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm glad knowing the history behind fluoride, and folks, you can research this, what it was used for. You know how poisonous it is. If you want fluoride, you certainly can get it. But I do believe that I do suspect that I've seen children prescribed or given fluoride tablets, fluoride pills, or whatever you want to call them. And to me, that is some serious crap. But
hydrochloric acid, man, it's a byproduct from aluminum and industrial fertilization processing, along with multiple other things. They couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. It's so toxic. They decided, with a lot of the documentation, allegedly after World War II, that the water's being fluoridated in the concentration camps, kept the inmates servile and infertile, and essentially didn't want to fight, made them more compliant, made them very dumbed down and sickly. And essentially, ironically, after Operation Paperclip of World War II, we start bringing German scientists along with the documentations from the Nazi party. We find out that water fluoridation was very active in what they needed to do to control that population. And suddenly, fluoride is the ultimate cavity prevention compound that needs to be added to the water supply in the United States. You can't add this up and not figure out that 1 + 1 = 2. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And so, again, this has been a big deal, but I'm glad to see the health is starting to change in America now, because quite frankly, the last 4 years under the bumbling buffoon Biden, I didn't know what was going to happen anymore, man. I mean, it was getting so bizarre what was getting pushed. Dudes in dresses and trannies, and every single thing that was normal now became abnormal, and everything that was perverted now became the new norm. And I'm glad we're actually starting to take a kind of a step away from that now, because it was a strange 4 years. I think everybody would agree with that, Doug.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, during one of the I think Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was testifying on the Hill today, and said something to the effect of, he was asked, well, who is president in 2024? And his response was, well, one would believe it was Biden. It was a funny, very hilarious moment. The left didn't appreciate it very much, but you had to see it. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. It's just strange 4 years indeed. Go ahead, sir.
One would be led to believe Biden was actually president, but I think anybody that was awake realized very quickly Biden was not president.
No, so, not at all.
Now, there's one other health article that came out today, and I was talking about it with because it covered our Berberine Ultimate that we got on the website as product of the week. And I sent the link. I think I sent the link over to Eric, too. It says Berberine, one of the most powerful tools we have to regulate insulin. And this is a big topic that's going on now with diabetes and other drugs. And we talk about this on the show on a regular basis, is the Berberine Ultimate or the dihydroberberine and what it does. Now, more research just came out and talks about how berberine may reduce plaquing in the arteries, promising study finds. We talked about it in detail today on the show. And so this product just keeps getting more positive. The more we talk about it, the more we read about it, the more research that comes about it, berberine becomes like this all-doing compound that just seems to fix a lot of stuff. And I'm you know, being a little sarcastic with that. But you find when you start stacking it, especially trying to maintain blood sugar. It's also good when it's stacking in products that we use, like with the GHI cleanse, to detoxify the liver. Works great with that. Also helps out cardiovascular health. So this compound is really like an all-around, all-encompassing nutrient that I think a lot more people are starting to realize it's really good to take it on a regular basis. Even if you have high blood sugar, even just taking like one capsule a day of the dihydroberberine is showing health benefits all the way from reducing plaquing in the arteries, increasing blood flow, protecting the heart, helping with blood sugar, and a host of other things. So we go into detail on that at the website of Team Health Masters on the Berberine Ultimate that's on sale. But I wanted to cover that because we talked about it, and it's getting a lot of coverage now in the alt media health information. Now, of course, mainstream media, they haven't talked about this compound in, I don't know, ever.
A study came out about ivermectin in the mainstream media. No, we're not talking about that. But that berberine, now for those familiar with Saturday Night Live when it was funny, back in the 70s, berberine also is a great floor polish. I'm joking about that. I'm just invoking the SNL days of the 70s. But no, I take two of those, one in the morning, one at night. And I've got to say something. The regulation of your insulin or blood sugar levels, I've noticed a difference on that. Because when I was down for a while, my levels were just... I mean, it was just crazy. And so I did, they wanted to send me home with insulin, which, no, I'm not doing that. I said, no, I'll handle it. And I've noticed because I've been very, very good about this. I've been checking. And, I'm going to say, really the only difference, I suppose, has been the berberine, because I got a couple of bottles from you, and it really, I'll tell you what, I mean, we're talking at the worst after the insult, after they diddled my innards, 300-400 at one point. Levels.
Oh wow! Gosh, yeah, man. Yeah, get that down. I'm back good though.
They said, "What the hell's going on?" I mean, I said, "You tell me. What'd you do?"
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so I've noticed that. So anyway, I just want to endorse that in my experience, it works for me. So go ahead, sir.
Good. Excellent. Well, yeah, because like I said, we got to keep you healthy. The whole entire alt media world needs you to be healthy. All of us that are putting the truth out there every day, we don't have that luxury anymore, because the thing is, what we keep doing is waking more people up. I mean, look what they're doing now with the food supply with RFK Jr. I sent Eric this article early. Tyson Foods now says it's going to eliminate all artificial dyes from food products by the end of this month, May 2025. And I thought to myself, wow, if it's that easy for these manufacturers to do it, why in the world have they done it before? And it's simply this. A lot of these foods, in my opinion, they try to go with the cheapest products possible to change whatever they need for an additive standpoint. But, yeah, Paige Tyson Foods now said 2 days ago they're eliminating the use of any petroleum-based synthetic food color in its production by the end of the month. They said, we look forward to seeing more companies follow suit and put America's health first. So Tyson's trying to act like, oh, boy, we're the health experts of the world now with food supply, which... whatever, but at least they're doing something. They're changing it. It's just funny to me. It took this to get companies now to finally go, we're going to stop poisoning the American population with petroleum-based food coloring that you can use any other compound, beet juice powder, grape extract, all these other compounds you can use to add coloring. They want to use synthetic ones because they're cheaper, but glad to see they're making some changes now, Doug, because this, this is a big move now.
It should never have gotten to this point to begin with. And, these are things that happen behind the scenes. Now, the people that we put in charge of the food and such, to me, should have stood up back a while ago and said, no. Red dyes and all this. No, we're not doing that. So if they can do that now, they should have done that then.
Well, it's been decades. I think that red dye number 3 got approved. It was the 70s or 80s. And what's crazy is now you look at it and you find that a lot of these petroleum-based food dyes, they have significant problems on child development and ADHD increases almost every time they test them. And so you got to ask yourself the question, not being a conspiracy theorist, I'm just asking a question. Is it possible that these foods have been added to the food supply to increase the profits of the medical industrial complex by making people have more health problems, increasing drug production, then increasing drug usage and prescriptions? Because you look at ADHD increases, it's estimated from around 6% of the childhood population to over 12% now just in the last 20 years. The FDA in January already banned red dye number 3, period. They said basically the studies found that rats exposed to high levels of red number 3 developed cancer. They've known this. This isn't new research. This stuff's been out for decades. And now the FDA is finally, and I think because they're realizing that the gig is up with a lot of these compounds, and that if they knowingly keep allowing this stuff to be on the food supply – while research after research after research keeps coming out, essentially, at some point, these guys are going to be held liable, and they're going to end up either getting terminated or there's going to be something happen from a civil standpoint. And this is why they've kind of been taking a step back at the COVID injection now. They're actually looking. They're having a meeting this month to actually determine what to do next with the COVID shot, whether or not they're going to make it change, whether or not they're going to keep it going, because they're realizing that, golly, the American population, even as dumbed down as a lot of them are, a lot of people are starting to do research and a lot of people are getting the truth out there. And the fact that we finally are making a difference with dyes, like I said, 45 years after they were approved, it shouldn't take this long to make change with compounds that are known toxins in the food supply. But my gosh, this is a big deal that's happening now.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of things going on, folks. With me is Austin Brower, teamhealthmasters.com. Folks, go there for your nutritional supplement purchases. I'm going to tell you something. There's a difference between nutritional supplements. I do have a question that was sent to me.
Yeah.
And this was earlier in the week. It was more of a conversation than a single question. Do you have any iron products? Sure. Apparently, okay. The backstory very quickly is this. A woman about my age, which is 39 going to 40, but a woman about my age said that she found through I didn't even know they had these home iron test kits. I had no idea if that's a thing, that she was very, very low on iron. And could I recommend anything to her? And I said, I conversationally gave her your website, but my question is, for those perhaps in the same situation, what do you have for that, if anything?
We carry the iron glycinate, which is actually a very absorbable form of iron. A lot of irons on the market are not chelated, so they have a difficult time digesting. It's a very hard compound to digest. I always recommend, though, it's a good supplement, especially for females, especially that time of the month. But be careful on how much you're taking. Men don't really ever need iron. My iron's always very high, quite frankly, on my blood work, because I eat a lot of buffalo. I eat a lot of beef. So iron's not something I ever recommend for men. Don't take iron unless you actually need it. A home test kit with iron, I don't know much about those. I do always recommend at least every 6 to 12 months out of the year, get a full panel blood test done. I mean, a full panel, everything, D3, everything across the board, and actually see what your real numbers are. Because sometimes those test kits, to what I've been told, some of those test kits can really be skewed based on what time you take it, what you've been eating, all kinds of different factors, because you're not really getting huge blood samples. That's why if you've ever done, like, big testing, they go in and they draw out, I mean, big vials of blood for all the stuff, because they want to have an accurate test sample.
Yeah.
You know, and so you go in there, I don't know, because like somewhere going, like, they'll do like a little prick, and it's like, you know, you do a prick, you can do that, but I don't know, in my opinion, I like to have a full panel done. That's just, but the iron glycinate is great for that if they're trying to get it up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so folks, there you have it. RN, if you're listening, there's your answer. So, okay. And you should have known that anyway by going to teamhealthmasters.com, and perhaps she might have contacted you. That's all right. We don't need to know that, but nonetheless, there it is. Okay. All right. So good. Good. All right. Keep going, my friend. Let's rock.
One big thing, man, this is something that I'm laughing at, right? Because I'm glad this is happening, because we've been trying to see all this stuff getting cut. I sent this article, I think, to Eric. It says now, essentially, over $400 billion from the Biden-era loan, Clean Energy Investment Fund, is being cut out now. This is the Energy's DOE Loan Program Office. This is $400 billion in clean energy investments that are getting chopped out now. They're saying they looked at these loans, and pretty much what's been going on now is they morphed into a gigantic clean energy slush fund, that these energy products were tied to federal funding and pretty much got to just do whatever the government was telling them with this funny money. And nothing was actually organic. And it laughed, because it goes into detail here. And also, I know about this specifically in the automotive world with the electric cars, is that nobody actually wanted EV vehicles, except for some of the really interesting people that, you know, out in California, that they just like to have electric cars and be their little normal selves. And then you have some people that are really cool with electronics, and they like the technology, and they like to utilize it and make stuff off the grid and do solar panels and generators and battery systems and play around with that technology. That's, I get that from that standpoint. But the general population that goes out and buys these cars, they don't really want them. They want to be cool. They want to own the current thing. The problem with it was nobody would have bought this crap unless they actually were getting subsidized, and that's what they did. The $7,500 government rebate loans that they were applying to every EV vehicle, that was all years on our tax dollar money, hundreds of billions of dollars, giving discounts to different manufacturers to put rebates on these cars. All these manufacturers could not even make money in this industry at all. They were unbelievably lost. All losing if they didn't get this federal money. And I remember they talked about, I think last quarter, end of last quarter, last year, 24, Ford, it was right around with these quarters. They showed like a $3.4 billion loss in one quarter in their EV sector. And so what does Ford do? They go in and yak up all their prices on their F-150s and F-250s and 350s and 450s, 10, 15% on MSRP, to the point now, these big, nice F-250s are $100, $105, $110,000 MSRP for loaded out 450. And the truth about it was, they don't need to be that expensive. But they raised them up to subsidize the EV sector on top of the federal grants they're getting. So we're about to see an entire sector really start coming apart at the seams with this much money getting pulled out of it. The only factor this may have, though, is that a lot of this industry that has those cash pumped into it, money's fungible. So now this money isn't going to be going other places being spent. So there's a high probability with these restrictions, the money coming back, might see a retraction in the M1 money supply and the spending, which is going to cause a little bit of a recession for the next probably 6 to 18 months. That's just my speculation. The Fed decided, Powell decided they weren't going to cut rates again for the third meeting today. They're bent on trying to basically push this economy to the floor. it's time now with what's going on, with the cuts, with the spending cuts, with the tariffs, it's time to start bringing the interest rate down a little bit. I don't think a massive cut is warranted, just my opinion from financial advice, but not doing any cuts right now at all. They're really, really trying to squeeze the market. And that's pretty much what I think we're watching right now, is they want to try to punish everyone for what's being done to try to get the cash flow under supply in the United States. At least my opinion on it.
No, I agree with you on this, on that. I do believe that we're going to see probably, well, as long, here's my thinking. Going into the summer, in my view, as long as the energy costs are controlled,
yes,
excuse me,
that is true.
I think we're going to be okay. And if we have a period of inflation, the energy and housing are the two things I'm looking at. But again, that's, look, I'm not an economist. I don't know. But I agree with you with respect to what you were saying about the, but with the Fed. And, by the way, whatever happened to auditing the gold at Fort Knox?
That's a million-dollar question, Doug. I brought that up on the show last week. I said, they put all this rhetoric out. Elon saying, audit the Fed or audit Fort Knox. Where's the gold at? We're going to audit them. We're going to find it out. Crickets. Yeah. They've heard another single word after they talked about it. I actually, the other day, did a full Google search on the topic. Nothing. Every article is like a month old now. Nobody's talked about it. Nobody's muddled it. Nobody's mentioned it. It just disappeared off the map. And I thought to myself, you want to find out who runs the financial department, find out who you can't talk about, you can't criticize, what you can't ask questions, and find out how you can't audit. Kind of like, we can't audit the Federal Reserve. We've tried multiple times. They just say, we're not going to be audited. Here's our audit papers that we did internally for you. You can look those over. But an independent, true audit of the Federal Reserve has never happened completely, and it never will, as long as these guys have the immunity to do whatever they want with our financial sector.
Yeah, we need a complete revised system. It was never intended to be this way. Our republic was never intended to be this way. The money was,
it wasn't.
The coinage. This is not right. But we can hope, right? We can certainly push for changes to be made, audits to be conducted. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Well, and you just said, you talked about the energy sector, and that's a very valid point that a lot of people I've talked to, a lot of people don't have any understanding on how much impact diesel fuel affects everything as far as price-wise from diesel fuel. Almost everything we touch, everything we get, the delivery of these shakers via semi-truck, the basically all these products that we have, everything touches a diesel truck at some time. And so when you start running diesel prices up $3, $4, $5 a gallon, it grows exponentially on the cost of everything at the bottom end, and the consumer eats it. If they control the energy sector and they keep the fuel costs down, quite frankly, with the oil per barrel right now, if they get these stinking speculators out of it, and I don't understand why Trump hasn't stepped in with this. Maybe Elon will bring this up as far as the speculation in the energy sector and why in the world we haven't put caps on this stuff with an economy like this. If they start bringing stuff down, say, listen, it's a free market, it's free trade, but this speculatory BS and manipulating the markets on a regular basis, I'm all about free trade. Manipulation, that's a whole different world. Oil is $60 a barrel right now. We shouldn't be paying $4 a gallon for diesel down here in Florida. These insane taxes and fees and add-ons that they put on this stuff really needs to come to a halt. I don't know the entire legal process for doing it, but when you actually look at what the oil cost is, what the refined diesel is at the cost base, and then you see on all the other taxes and fees they add on to it, California is nuts. I mean, I don't know how they function out there. Somebody said me the other day, it was like almost $7 a gallon for diesel when the downtown place in L.A. And I'm like, why? What the heck? You guys are a port country, port city. I mean, you got all this inventory coming in. No. Tax. I'm like, God, get out of the state while you can. But no, the energy sector is a huge factor. And so that's why I've already started planning and looking at, before all the stair stuff started happening, with my suppliers, with the Purple Sticks, with the collagen, with my creatine from Switzerland, all of them I started talking to, hey, listen, what do you guys project on this? You guys going to hit me with some rates? You guys going to factor this in? I want to keep my cost down for my customers. I'm not going to deal. The good thing is I don't get hardly anything from China. The only factor that may come into place is little silly stuff like, you know, say lids. A lot of times lids and stuff like that or containers may come out of China. And so they may go up 125%, but the overall cost of them on a full spectrum on the product isn't going to change everything that much. Now you start getting people, and I've already talked to some companies about this, that get a lot of the raws from China that I don't do business with, but I do talk to them on a regular basis with the markets. There's some products that are going to go through the stinking roof. And so joke's on them for getting the rolls out of China. I have done this. I've stayed away from it for years because the stuff is so crappy over there. It's contaminated with lead, arsenic, mercury. I've assayed stuff from companies that have sent me samples from rolls from China, and I'm like, this isn't even like okay to give to a dog. Like, I wouldn't even put this level of food and toxins in dog food, and you guys want to use this as a raw compound, a vitamin supplement or a protein powder? Like, you guys are nuts, the fact you're even importing this stuff and giving it to people. So again, they got to figure this out now on their own. So I don't have any fanfare for them. I don't like stuff out of China. Never have liked any type of internal or edible or consumable products out of China. I get some of them come in, we have to. But in my opinion, I try to stay steer clear away from them. That's why we get like our Fit Food Whey. That comes out of New Zealand. New Zealand's got some of the cleanest protein, whey protein from basically their bovine laws are super strict out there. That's why we get it from there. And all the other high-end companies that do like purity get it from there as well. So I've got a lot of stuff covered. Shouldn't have any huge price increases at all. Some stuff may tick up a little bit, like I said, to some shipment or stuff like that. But the raws, we're on board of bringing you guys the highest quality supplements because, quite frankly, if I could make it any better for myself and my kids, I would. And there's not really any way to. So I try to do the best I can and keep everybody as healthy as I can. Health Masters family and you. I got to take care of you too, Doug. Can't be letting people run off and go get all wild.
That's a full-time job. You don't want to do that. No. You want to, that's a full-time job. But you do it. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now. Health Masters is my go-to place for my nutritional needs. You mentioned collagen, right? You've got.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've compared collagens, plural. I guess that's a way to say that. Tell me about yours because I wouldn't do it justice.
Well, ours is grass-fed bovine-based, grass-fed beef right. From makes the United States here. It's really clean, really pure. It comes out of Utah. Really good raws we get on it. It actually works. It's type 1, type 2 peptides. Type 1, type 2, collagen peptides. So the absorbability of it's through the roof. It really helps out with soft tissue, really helps out with muscle recovery. There's an article that came out last month, and I covered it, and it talked about actually stacking a collagen, really good collagen peptide, with a good protein shake, like a New Zealand whey, after your workout, had like a 40 or 50% increase and muscle protein synthesis and recovery over just regular protein, adding collagen to it, because it made this complete formula that not just targeted muscle recovery, but also ligaments and tendons and connective tissue. And so that's why we run it on ours. And I have a big can of it. And granted, I mean, I looked at a lot of the other companies. I've compared them. A lot of the companies are a lot more expensive for a lot less. However, I've got a lot of the stuff in raw in big bulk. And I'm like, I'm not sitting here trying to make a killing on it. I want everybody to be able to have access to really good collagen. That's what I've been trying to do. And having a hard time because it's a lot of times suppliers like, well, we got to get you more. I'm like, I need more. I got everybody's taking it. It's getting great results. Knees are getting better. Ankles are getting better. And so, yeah, collagen, when it comes to mobility, when it comes to long-term health, it's making a huge difference. It's been a good product for a while. The problem is you got to really watch out. Because say, for example, you go on the most low side of my neck of the woods, Amazon, which everybody just loves to go to Amazon still. And I do not recommend Amazon. I don't endorse Amazon. I don't support Amazon because they're a global retail monopoly. They have undercut about three major companies that I've done business with and put them into bankruptcy by undercutting everyone. They don't follow MAP pricing. They completely ignore companies' requirements to keep MAP pricing on deck, and they undercut until they put companies out of business, and then they buy up all their inventory. That's a side note on Amazon. But a lot of the stuff on Amazon, it goes back to exactly what I talked about, is a lot of collagen products come out of China. And a lot of people don't realize that. That's why you've got to get grass-fed bovine. You pretty much will not find any type of grass-fed bovine in China. It's all usually in the United States as far as if you want to get good quality raws, because there's still a lot of really good cattle farms out west, and that's the basis of what they use with the type 1 and type 2 peptides. So, again, something to look at. I usually have it all the time in inventory. Was a little slow last couple weeks. Got it back in. Got all my customers back out. Actually just got it back out today on some stuff we're backed up on. But really, really good if you're trying to maintain mobility and good, healthy, soft tissue. And that's, I don't think you got me on collagen. I went off on it.
Okay. About collagen too. You know how when you get older, sometimes you can see people's skin. It almost becomes translucent.
Collagen strengthens the skin, wrinkles, gets rid of them. That's on the side note you're talking about. I'm always over here lifting entirely too much weight. So I'm like soft tissue, connective tissue, ligaments. That's my main goal. But as you get older, skin gets fuller, gets plumper, wrinkles go down, recovery gets better, elasticity gets better. And also if you get into an injury, like you cut yourself, the repair is so much faster. You'll notice it when you're taking it. You get like a cut or something or stitches, dude, it peels up within a couple days, it almost seems like, especially if you take it in conjunction with the vitamin C with antioxidants. Vitamin C and collagen are essentially, they work synergistically together. They have to be done together. That's why our collagen has a low dose of vitamin C. But you stack a high dose of vitamin C with our collagen, and you're looking at recovery of skin or tissue, dude, it's unprecedented from a natural standpoint with just taking something orally. It's incredible. I tell everybody, if you want to try it, I recommend it. I got a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you try the product and you don't like it, you're not happy with it, send it back. I'll give you your money. You're not going to find anything much better than my quality for my price anywhere. But, again, some people, it's rare, but they'll send something back. Okay, here's your money back. Well, but really, the collagen I have – I'm not adding a bunch of stuff to it. It's raw. I don't add any flavoring to it. It's collagen. You don't really need it, you know? The GHI cleanse, I've perfected that flavor down. The old GHI cleanse, I was joking around before the show. Before we added anything to it, any monk fruit, any vanilla extract, dude, it was like scooping up a bit of dirt out back of Florida and put it in a jar, and I was like drinking. I was like, this isn't going to work. We gotta fix the flavor. Now it tastes pretty good. GHI's pretty good now. We dialed it in.
That's one thing I'll say, that GHI cleanse. I take that as well. And people might say, man, you're full of crap. No, I mean, Asa.
No, you do. I send you the orders.
Yeah.
I pack myself half the time and try to get them out.
And I said, yeah, I like the flavor of that. And you thought I was joking, but I do.
You were messing with me at first. I'm like, dude, I really tried on that one.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. I hate to make this personal and stuff, but I got some issues with my internal. I'm not going to get into detail, but I take that. And I've been taking that ever since I've been home.
Good.
And every day. And I probably like it too much. I don't know. But
it won't hurt you, man. You can do full fast. You can do, two scoops, 2-3 times a day with that stuff. It's not going to do anything but help you reduce inflammation and clean toxins out of your body. That's what the product does really well.
And I've noticed that quite a bit. I've actually done that where I couldn't eat. I don't want to get into it, but that's really great stuff. Great tasting stuff. And then I flipped and I'm not kidding about this. I flipped the label around and I sent a picture to my family doctor, who's a friend of mine. I said, what do you think? And I don't have my cell phone. I don't carry my cell phone. People, if they send me a text, I might answer like 4 days later. And people get like, what's wrong with you? But anyway, he said, keep taking it. Keep taking it. Good stuff. So, hey.
We keep everything transparent. Like you see on the supplement facts, I don't just give you the ingredient. I give you the full breakdown ingredient, all the way to the percentage of what's in it exactly. What's in it, the full name complex, and you can assay and test my stuff and you will find the milligram dosage be spot on. I'm picky about my formulas. That's one thing to be careful of. A lot of these products on the market, they'll give you these proprietary blends and they'll put some pretty good names on there, some compounds that do work. It's 800 milligram proprietary blend, and they give you 20 different ingredients and you go, wow, that's great, looks fantastic. I personally know of a certain compound or a certain product. I'm not going to put the name out there because I don't want to deal with anything on the backside of it. But it was tested, and the proprietary blend was total BS. The stuff they said they had in it, 2, 3, 4, 5 milligrams. I mean, to the point where somebody's like, the sprinkle. Oh, it's in there now. So it tested. It showed up on an assay, but the dosage of having any relevancy, it was a joke. It was a joke. Half the time, it was like all they added to was like extra vitamin C and stuff, which wasn't bad. But when you're paying $80, $90, $100 for a can, yep, and it's just a bunch of vitamin C with some protein in it and all these other detoxifiers are just minuscule amounts, no, not it at all. I'm open. I'm transparent. You can test my stuff all you want. I'll stand by it all day long. So, 100%. That's why it works.
I'm behind you 100%. And folks, look, I think our demographic, those people who are able to find us on the various platforms, as we age, and folks, even if you're, you know, a young whippersnapper like Austin, start early with the supplements. But even as we age, we need this more. And look, I joke, I can't afford to lose viewers or listeners. So this is why this is important to me. And by personal experience, this is important to me. So that's why Austin is such a valuable, his information is extremely valuable. You know, I could pick up the phone and call him and ask him a random question about, I don't know, magnesium. And 5 minutes later, he's still spouting off facts. Okay, that's what they do.
I'll start talking, bro.
But the thing is, they're knowledgeable. And, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. And that's important to me. So, and by the way, continue wherever you want to go, because I know you've got so much. Your programs have been, by the way, off the charts. I've had the ability to listen to your shows, and really, I've just been amazed at some of the stuff you've uncovered and you've delved into. Is there anything? What do you think about the India-Pakistan issue? I want to ask you about that. Your thoughts on that?
Crazy content's coming out of there. I've had some people that I know that have connections over there and got some crazy videos. Some of the airstrikes, some of the gunfighting, pretty wild stuff. It's a whole nother weird world. You know, what are they really doing? Are they, you know, trying to do airstrikes on terrorist holdouts? Is more of giant theater? I mean, I guess, you know, you could say, well, we got to figure out something to do with all the Ukrainian surface air missiles we sent over there. They got to go somewhere. I mean, I'm joking, obviously, but some of the stuff you see,
not by far.
I don't know. I mean, it's weird now. Everything happens so fast. You had this airstrike blitz on Yemen, and Yemen says, you know, we're chill. The Houthi rebels were chill, but we're still going to go after Israel. Calm down with all this. You know, like I said, it's funny to me because, you know, when I've dealt with a lot of the guys back in my past with a lot of the military contractors and stuff they were doing, you know, war's a racket. And I've said this before, until, you know, Lockheed Martin and Raytheon deem it so that they don't have a conflict in a certain country, you're going to keep having weapons funneling in there like water down a riverbank. I mean, it's just what they're doing. And so, I mean, where do a lot of these groups get these enormous weapon systems and these pads and these everything they have and all the technology to run these things all the time? So we can't figure out where they're getting the weapons from. Yeah, we do. We know exactly where they're getting the weapons from. We know exactly how they're getting there. And so what's going on over there? I don't know. I know they said they were doing airstrikes on terrorists over there. But then some of the footage I've seen, there's an airstrike right on the side of the other, like, right outside another wall, with all these guys riding mopeds and hanging out trying to figure out what's going on. So I don't know the full truth of what's happening over there. I know it went hot real quick, though. I do know that for a fact.
Yeah, and look, they've always been at each other's. I mean, the
they Australians, have. They really have.
Yeah,
I'm not laughing at them. But so yeah, they're always fighting about something.
And but the terrorist event, and folks, you can find this on social media. And there's a guy zip lining down a mountain, and this was taken. I think it was. What was April 22nd this year, where there was a terrorist attack. Anyway, that kind of was the springboard for the current hostilities. But it just, you know, will that be contained? Because there's a lot of talk about, hey, we've got nukes. We, you know, yeah. They both have nukes. I think 170 with India, 172 with Pakistan, roughly. And that might be reversed. But anyway, will they use them? I don't know. I mean, I just, You know, we've seen this before. Is there any reason to, like, oh my gosh, you know, clutch your pearls and hide under your desk? I don't know. I mean, to be honest,
I don't think so. This is the problem that I get. I've had a lot of people tell me this because I've seen so much stuff behind the scenes with this. You know, it's always a terrorist event that we have to go back and restrike. I'm not saying there aren't significantly bad people out there that are involved in terrorism, complete pieces of trash in the world that want to do harm to other people. That's very accurate. But I do always find, when you look at history, you will find every government has used terrorism as an excuse to attack whatever group they want, whether it be its own citizens, whether it be other countries, whether it be certain regions. Terrorism's always the excuse to retaliate. Is it a good, legitimate reason sometimes? Oh, absolutely. It needs to be done. Is it used sometimes as a scapegoat or a false flag in order to justify attack on a certain region by sending in certain teams from certain countries to do certain things and then blame it on another group? Yeah, that happens a lot too. So whether or not that's what happened here, I have no idea. I'm just speculating. I know these countries have always wanted a reason to get in a conflict. They got one now. And so this is going to probably start escalating to more things. I don't think it's going to go nuclear unless you get some ding-dong in a, you know, bunker that's like, what are these buttons clicking? And starts just launching stuff like, oh, gosh, this. Please don't do that. No. That's not a good idea, bro. Just stop. Give me that back. I don't think it's going to go that way. People might be honest with you. It's too much infrastructure lost, dude. Everything's wiped out. There's no. What does it do? You know, nobody wins.
Exactly. No. You're right on that. Some things I'm seeing, it kind of bothered me. You know, we've been seeing some revelations about the weaponized COVID in. I'll just say the word vaccination, which is really not a vaccination, a slab jab, whatever you want to call it. But we're seeing more and more coming out about this. We've been right all along about these injections. And, you know, what's your take on two things? What's your take on the acceptance? And folks, please hear me when I ask this question. What's your take on the acceptance of the truth about those to the general public? Are they going to, or are they, or will they accept the fact that, hey, wait a second, we were lied to? I'm talking about the majority of people as opposed to, you know, us. And the second part is with respect to the executive order signed by President Trump with Bobby Kennedy there. Did that go far enough to ban gain of function to the extent that that will bias a lot of time, perhaps be the answer to not cultivating some viruses that could be otherwise weaponized? So two-part question there.
Well, I'll answer the second part first. The gain of function executive order, I think, was pure theater.
Okay.
What we do with bioweapons labs, dude, we'll bypass any of that. We'll send it to another country. I mean, the what we knew, at least to my opinion, from the guys that I talked to, some of the contractors, the bioweapon labs that were in Ukraine that Russia alleged, there was some truth to that. Some people say, well, this wasn't true. This has been debunked. There was some truth to that. The United States uses bioweapon labs in countries all over the world as an excuse to keep it basically off our soil. Are we going to use specific gain-of-function research? No. Is there going to be another way to step aside around it? Yeah, there always is. The gain-of-function has now been a key term that's used in almost every household after COVID. You know, Fauci pretty much started to make that word, that terminology, a household name. Nobody even knew what the hell gain of function was before COVID. You ask 99% of the population, they'll look at you like, gain of function, what is that supposed to mean? Let's talk to scientists and researchers. No, even I hadn't heard of it. I was like, what is this? I didn't learn it. Everybody's heard it now. So it was more me, a theater pull. Say we're banning it, we're doing this. I think one of the biggest things that I am more supportive and excited about is that RFK is considering removing the COVID-19 vaccine from the CDC shot schedule, especially among young children. That is enormous to me, and that's even bigger than gain of function, because these guys, these bioweapon labs, are going to find ways to go around it. They want to do this weird research and let's resurrect the bubonic plague. We don't have problems yet. I'm like, okay, that's a fantastic idea. Please, please don't do that. But, you know, removing this COVID shot from the CDC childhood shot schedule, this needs to happen now. Not in 5 years, not in 10 years, not in freaking 40 years like they're doing with these doggone food dyes. This COVID shot is an abomination, much less forcing it on young children through parents that are ignorant and don't understand what this shot does with DNA, or excuse me, RNA gene therapy to young children. It's 6 months old. I've read the reports. I've talked to physicians that won't even give it to young kids that are actually awake. And they're not anti-vaccine. They do vaccines a lot. And they said, we're not even recommending this unless somebody comes in and legitimately requests it in writing to give it to a shot. We're not even asking people to take it right now, these childhood shot schedule, even though it's on a CDC schedule. They don't want to touch it. They say too many side effects. And saying this needs to be done at 6 months old and 12 months old at 18 months old, it is one of the sickest things I've ever seen in the pediatric field, when we know this shot has legitimate severe side effects in grown adults, but just like children. So RFK Jr., that's the part that I'm pushing now. Get this shot off the CDC childhood shot schedule immediately. Not in 10 years like they do with a lot of other stuff. So that's my biggest thing right now.
What's the process for doing that? Because it seems like...
I have never seen it done, Doug. I have no idea. It's never happened. The only way a shot ever gets pulled off the CDC shot schedule is if it has such severe side effects, nobody can discount it. The problem is, the COVID shot fits that bill. It's got such severe side effects. I mean, there was an article came out the other day, and they did a full research study and found recipients of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine had significantly higher mortality than those of Moderna. I mean, the Pfizer shot literally killed people almost twice as much as the Moderna basically controlled study as well. How long do we have to let this shot sit on the market and keep doing this to kids?
That should be taken. I mean, there's no reason for that to still be there, in my view. But I don't. Whatever they have to do, do it. Get it off. But it's just because people are still going and getting the injections, which to me, I how do you explain that to people? You know, how do you explain? How do you fight
this? I haven't met anybody recently. I haven't met anybody that's still getting the shot anymore. If I ran into a person that was still actively talking about getting their next COVID shot, I wouldn't even speak to them any longer. And I'm not being that as rude or disrespectful. I wouldn't talk to them anymore. I mean, if you're that dense in the skull that you really think, and quite frankly, to be honest with you, I don't think I've met anybody that keeps getting the shot, because I don't think anybody's alive that's gotten 6 or 7 or 8 boosters now. Just being honest, everybody that I knew that got multiple boosters and got multiple shots again, they're not on this world anymore. I've met multiple people. There's something like, oh, so-and-so died, so-and-so died, so-and-so in the hospital, so-and-so's a funeral. And I'm like, geez, okay, I get it. First people, couple got the shots, they didn't know any better. I've helped people detox. They've gotten their system better, reduce blood clots. And, okay, got it. But anybody that's still getting the shot now, or parents that are really doing this because they're that ignorant with their kids, get the research out there, man. This shot is RNA gene therapy. It does not belong in any person's body whatsoever, much less little children. And all it was a multi-billion-dollar scheme, again, to make these investors and make these pharmaceutical companies unbelievably wealthy off making people sicker and sicker and sicker. The gig's up. It's up. And RFK Jr. knows. I mean, our Surgeon General in Florida says, I do not recommend anybody in the state of Florida gets the COVID shot. Young, old, senior, we do not recommend it for anybody any further, period. It is not safe. It needs to be pulled off the market. That's our Surgeon General said that in Florida. And so you're reaching a point now. This isn't a fringe topic or conspiracy theory. You've got heavily, heavily researched, as far as research individuals that are saying, don't touch this stuff, dude. Don't put your body. So, again, I keep yelling about it, but it's majority of people, I think, are starting to listen now. I think, Doug, from what I've seen, hopefully.
I really hope so. I really, truly hope so. The damage that has been done to really all of the Western world is beyond. It's unspeakable. The follow up to that: are we going to see any justice for the mass murders? And I ask this question all of the time, but you know, things are, they're not, I mean, things change, times change, events happen, new studies come out, new people assume different positions. So,
yep.
But are we going to see anything? Are we going to see any justice for the people that they've killed?
My answer, dark as it gets, no. No. Nothing. Have we seen any justice for the victims of the Epstein individuals, the perverted, sick, elite individuals that were buying young children and raping them? Have we seen any justice for those people yet? Zero. The vaccine pharmaceutical industrial complex dispersed so much money, so much lobbying, so much just funny money, billions of dollars. There's so many people that got blood cash in their pockets from that COVID shot. You may have a few individuals they sacrifice on the altar and say, oh, this guy was involved in this. We're prosecuting him like they did, you know, with Maxwell, with Epstein. Yeah. As far as Fauci, and there's a reason why they did a full blanket federal pardon of Fauci right before Biden stepped out from 14 to current. That was an accident. That wasn't just, oh, my God, we're going to do this randomly. They did it specifically to cover him on the gain-of-function research and everything that happened afterwards. So real justice? No. I think we're too corrupt for that right now. Now, if we get some real people in to keep calling this stuff out, we might later on in the future. But from what I'm seeing right now, the problem is, and this is just the truth, I'm wrapping up here in a second, so I know we're running out of time.
No, that's all right. Continue. Go ahead.
No, I think this is the biggest factor. We're trying to undo so much crap that's been done right now. It's mentally and physically overwhelming for anybody that's actually working on it. Real alt media, real people in politics, real people in the health industry. We're trying to undo all this damage that's been done for the last 5 years. That, quite frankly, just one of the biggest factors is getting this crap away from people's access and not lying to everybody. The prosecutions holding people accountable is a huge factor. But my gosh, we gotta get the shot off the CDC shot schedule for 6-month-olds. In my opinion, that's more important than trying to get people prosecuted. And again, don't get me wrong, they need to. I mean, I'm not gonna get into this. These people need a lot done. But right now, it's like, dude, it's a lot, man. Yeah, I didn't realize how bad it was until I started to watch the degradation of society over the last, 15, 20 years and watch what's happened now with approval of all this stuff. I mean, the Supreme Court, good thing the Supreme Court ruled, they're going to hold in place the transgender ban on U.S. military service members. We talked about that in detail a couple weeks ago or a month ago that they were talking about it. Supreme Court's holding up right now, which is good. You know, if all of us got to get held accountable for, busted knees and busted ankles and getting all types of medical waivers to get in the armed forces, but hey, little John over there wants to cut his wiener off and go take hormone therapy and wants to be in the armed force, that's totally normal for him with gender dysphoria and go on medication that caused the American population hundreds of thousands of dollars. That doesn't make sense to me. Let the people get in that want to fight, that want to be combat effective, that want to be involved in U.S. military, not the perverts that want a free ride dismantling their body because they can't figure out what they're doing with their lives. That's not what the armed forces are for. It's never been what the United States military was about, period, Doug. Ever.
100%. And I don't want to stretch this out unnecessarily, but I'm interested in your thoughts. Will the Supreme Court ultimately, when they do step in on these various lawsuits against the president with respect to the illegal deport or the deportation of illegals, do you believe that they will follow the Constitution, or do you think that they're going to go rogue, whether it's Barrett or whoever, flipping sides, basically? What's your thoughts on that? Because I'm kind of looking toward the summer, toward the fall, even right now. And seeing these decisions come in, you know how the Supreme Court works. They're on a schedule. So, what are your thoughts? Or is it possible that with respect to the illegal invasion, deportation?
Yeah, the illegal invasion, this is a really mixed bag that I've researched because there's so many freaking moving parts with it now. When it comes to, the executive branch, what they can do with foreign affairs and basically this invasion. But also once it comes when people become entrenched and essentially you're starting to deport them and there's all these factors and then they're trying to claim due process, but they're legal aliens. But then they're saying what happens if they illegally detain someone who is legal and their names get mixed up and now you're deporting people that are American citizens and you can't verify it because of certain ID problems. This is a mess, and this is exactly what these NGOs and all these other groups wanted to have happen.
Bingo.
They wanted to make make it so stinking messy in the United States that you're looking at this, you're going, where the heck do we even start right now? You know, because there is lines on certain things that have to be addressed. You know, if you got Hernandez Rodriguez and you gets pulled over and all of a sudden you say, well, you're illegal because you popped up under this or the number's wrong or Social Security digits off or something doesn't work right. And this guy gets deported. Sure enough, you find out he is actually a U.S. citizen. That's also a problem, too, with violation of constitutional rights. But you got people getting brought over here that are full-blown trend gang members in MS-13 that are butchering people and taking over towns or taking over communities and apartment complexes, running all types of dope, and they have no purpose in the United States. They need to be down that Venezuelan hellhole prison. Where the Supreme Court's going to rule, this is actually one they're going to have to actually really evaluate. Some of the stuff they do, you can tell. They look at it from a Supreme Court standpoint. There's no contest. There's no question about it. They're going to rule. This is one of those really weird ones. And again, there's so many sides to it, so many variables, so many people, and so many external factors that are involved in the United States with this, that this is going to be a pretty difficult one for them to go over. I think this is going to be and what they rule on, either which way on how they rule, it is going to have blowback on either side. That's a fact. You're going to see some pushback on this one. Supreme Court doesn't usually have that all the time, but there's a few cases when they rule, boy, there's some conflict afterwards. And I think this is going to be one of those big ones.
All right.
My opinion.
But it's something to keep our eyes out for.
Yeah.
Austin Brower, I want to thank you very much for being a part of tonight's program. You, your father, your family, God bless you for all that you do. TeamHealthMasters.com is where to go. And folks, all the links will be in the program description box. Check the products of the week. And please tune into their radio show. That's Monday through Friday. You can access it either by way of Team Health Masters or independently through the link in the description box below. Anything else in the final minute we have?
Yes, I am activating HR 5 right now for everybody. I meant to do it earlier. I forgot to do it. HR 5 coupon code for Doug Hagman. Go in there, support the show, my friends. Support the Hagman Report. If you grab any products tonight, make sure you use the HR 5 coupon code. Get your discount. And a lot of those aren't going to apply to like 3-packs and huge kits we have and different special products because they're already discounted already. There's not much margin on them. Right. But again, on regular price products, throw that coupon code HR5 in there and get that discount for the show so you can stay stocked up on all the stuff you need and to keep you strong and healthy, my friend. So, yeah, I appreciate everybody, Doug. Glad you're running back strong with us. Going to keep you healthy. Now it's my personal requirement. I got to stay on top of you now and keep you out of trouble. So
well,
don't make me fly up there. I got a lot of stuff down here doing Florida. I'll fly up there if I need to, though.
How about this? How about if I fly down and you could, because it's really a lot warmer down there.
It is that.
Plus the sun. I haven't seen the
sun. I'm down to do a show in the studio, bro. We can do a show in the studio. You and Eric come down. We'll do a show down here for a weekend. Then you can, you know, have just relaxed time in Florida. Go lay out by the lake. I'll make sure all the gators are not there, and I'll make sure to keep all the meth heads away from you. So you have a good time. Don't worry about it. Everything's great down here. It's perfect.
Gators and meth heads. That's what I consider a normal Tuesday target practice. But okay. All right. Austin, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so very much. HR5, folks. I'll make sure that's in the program description. Have a great night. All right.
Thank you, too. See you all.
Again, folks, that was Austin Brower, intelligent beyond, just incredibly knowledgeable about products, about the health industry, about being healthy. And I thank him for that. What a great, it's great. All right. I want to start this final hour out. There's something I want to touch on. And this has been bothering me for quite some time. Folks, how many people remember the 2023 Nashville school shooting? The trans individual, Aiden Hale, Audrey Hale, whatever. Open fire on March 27th, 2023, at the Covenant School, which was within this Presbyterian church in the Green Hills neighborhood of Nashville. How many people remember that? Obviously, you probably, there are many, there's any number of these shootings that take place. And this has been bothering me a lot because I was doing some research into this. Stay with me on this. Trust me. I don't like it when people say trust me, but on this, trust me. Because I want to point some things out to you that have, and I didn't send anything to Eric the Tech on this. I was looking at my notes right before the show, and I thought, you know, I need to get this out there. Remember yesterday, if you watched, if you tuned in, I showed you the book by John Marks that was published way back in, I think it first hit paperback in 1991, The Search for the Measuring Candidate, right? You remember. Well, if you saw it, you saw it. That is applicable. And yet, by the way, yesterday's program, when I was talking about our investigation into the situation in Butler, one of the peripheral aspects, maybe that's understating the issue. One of the aspects of this is that Patsy, the people will talk about, well, he was a Patsy. Okay, how does one become a Patsy? You know, there's ideological driven reasons. There's drug reasons, you know, drug-induced reasons. The book, The Search for the Mentoring Candidate, talks about the use of things like LSD, scopolamine, other types of drugs, which, by the way, I have seen this up close and personal in terms of the suggestibility of people to do things and being directed. Now, I don't want to overstate what I've seen, but I guess I've seen it in reports. I'll just leave it at that. So going back to now, keep Butler, Pennsylvania, that assassination attempt in the back of your mind. And think, if you tuned in yesterday, great. You heard the New York Post, their investigation, essentially validating, that's the way I look at it, our findings. I didn't ask for it. I'm not looking for validation from anyone except the person who we work for or did the work for. There has been this component of drug induced MK Ultra like activity. And it's by our own government. And you may say, oh, shut up. Put up or shut up. And it's been bothering me. So I found an article. Let me just pull this up here. Hang on a minute here. I don't know how many people do this. I've got like I drive Eric the Tech nuts because I've got like 55 tabs open on my computer. Eric, you know how I am, right? I mean, you know. Hold on, I'm going to find this. And I'm not sure when this appeared, maybe yesterday or the day before. Okay. Eric, are you there? Are you okay, buddy? Uh-huh.
I'm here.
All right. Okay, let me find this. You guys can talk amongst yourselves for a second.
My mic.
I don't know. You sound a lot stronger coming out, but again,
I'm right on.
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to get your take on this as well. I'm looking for the article on American Thinker, and I had it open. What did I do with this? Come on now. I can do this. Hang on a second. Maybe, nope. That's the other thing, too, about Hillary Clinton. But anyway, hang on one second. Folks, I really want to talk about this, because the article in American Thinker was really good, but it didn't, to me, there's another side to this. Gee whiz. Gosh darn, Wally. Beave. Hang on a second. Oh, man. All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to get to that in a second. I do want to kind of lighten things up before. Well, no, you know what? I'm going to save that to the end, because what I have to show you right now is also a part of this larger agenda. In the show notes, this will be, let me just double check this here. In the show notes for today, which are found at HagmanPI.com. You go there, you click on the headline or the title of the night show, and then you drop, you look down, and all the links will be there. This is video 10. And this was today. We talk about the missing children. I've written, my two books, The Murder Investigation back in 1987 of a family member. And that was really kind of book one that introduced me into the Russ Dizdar kind of bad stuff. All right. It was not directly related to my family member, but we kind of stumbled into what Russ and his team have been working. So my first book and my second book and my third book, which will be out very soon, it talks about really all of this. The Biden regime lost over 325,000. Actually, the number is closer to 400,000. The more you research on this, unaccompanied migrant or unaccompanied children. I don't want to use the word migrant. And 95%, the one thing I do know is the Trump administration, FBI, they're looking for these children. And what is shocking is that 95% they have no idea. I'm going to play this cut. Please listen to this and understand how severe, how incredibly criminal and depraved Mayorkas, Biden, everyone associated with the leftist meat puppet. Just listen, or watch this. Here it is, cut 10.
Brianna Morello has some exclusive reporting. She's an Intrepid reporter. She's obviously been on Warren before. You've certainly seen her all over X, but she reached out to try to get the numbers of how many of these children have been, you know, at the very least found, let alone reunited with their families. And she joins us now. I want her to break down her bombshell report. I'll let you, I won't bury the lead, I'll let you give the number because it's quite staggering.
Well, thank you, Natalie. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, it is staggering. As you know, and your audience is well aware of, Joe Biden lost over 300,000 unaccompanied migrant children. And now it's up to the Trump administration to find those kids. Sadly, they're really struggling with doing just that. HSI, according to my source, has only been able to locate about 5% of the 100,000 kids that they've been looking for. Now, I reached out to DHS on this and to see if they had any match matching statistics, and they kind of did confirm it, telling me that they were able to reconnect about 5,000 unaccompanied migrant children to a guardian so far. So again, that's just 5%. Now, if you're wondering why that is, well, unfortunately, the Biden administration didn't seem to care when it came to verifying who they were handing these children off to. And we know that. We've heard this before. Whistleblowers came forward to report that. But sadly, nobody really did much about it. As you just mentioned, we have a lot of rhinos in the Senate, and they look the other way on this issue. So what DHS and HSI is dealing with right now is they've been given fraudulent addresses, and it's in regards to where those children were going to be sent to when they did some digging and tried to check up on these kids. Well, in a lot of cases, these addresses didn't even exist. There's no houses there. It was something simple that the Biden administration could have looked into, but they decided not to. And I'm also told by my sources that a lot of these sponsors were poorly vetted by the Biden regime. But it's really not surprising now. Natalie, I mean, you and I have spoken about it. We knew what was happening for a very long time right now. And that was the Biden administration was participating in one of the biggest human trafficking scandals. It's going to be a black eye in American history. And it's very, very unfortunate, of course. But again, none of these people are going to be held accountable. You know, we're constantly being critical of the Biden administration, but there's very little being done on all of this. And it's absolutely heartbreaking because we don't know where these kids are. But a lot of experts believe that these kids are either being sex trafficked or they're being used for slave labor. And, you know, I know Democrats love slave labor. They've actually advocated for a lot of these illegal aliens to be placed on these farms to work for cheap labor. Democrats, again, going back to the roots of slavery, of course, but it's absolutely heartbreaking because there's a lot of great people over at HSI and they really want to help find these children. But unfortunately, they don't have the material to do just that because they were intentionally given false information.
Think about that. So think about the trafficking that has gone on. And you have people like the the Maryland dad that that he was found trafficking humans. Whether it be children or adults, he was a trafficker of humans, of people. Sorry about that. This to me is beyond anything that I think most people can comprehend. But going back to, and this ties in with the Nashville school shooting as well, as it ties into the Butler assassination, the trafficking part has a use. It hurts me to use these terms, but there is a demand for that. Just as there's a demand for drugs, there's a demand for children to be used as sexual instruments, which is just hard for me to really comprehend how anyone can think that way. But there's a demonic element to this. But what role, for example, if you can accept that the Biden regime or the globalists trafficked well over 325,000, I'll just say pretty close, I'm sure 500,000. I said 400,000 earlier, but you know, when you look at it, those numbers are so understated. So we'll say 500,000. What is that about? Well, there's a demonic component in addition to the sexual component. There is this desire, and you've all heard the celebrities talking about, you know, injecting themselves with young blood. And look, there's the Pizzagate, Marina Abramovic, the Podesta, Hillary, that whole thing. People will say, well, that's just made up crap. That's just overblown. No, it's not. And I think part of the proof, as anecdotal as it might sound, is the trafficking. You talk to people from SaveThem.org and Shatter Ops. Again, Shatter Ops being the domestic offshoot of Russ Dizzar's group, Save Them being the international part. You talk to these people, the investigators. And they'll tell you, yeah, this is happening. Oh, yes. We've interviewed a victim. Okay. Now, I started out earlier talking about, and I'm going to bring you some receipts here. I started talking about the shooting, the 2023 shooting. In American Thinker, published today, and sorry about not being able to grab it right away. The headline is this: leaked documents detailed that officials knew about the Nashville shooter's suicidal and homicidal ideations years before it gunned down teachers and children. Thank you, Eric. How great is that? I didn't even give this to him at all. All right, here's the situation with this. I'm going to tell you right up front, bottom line up front. He was groomed. This was a process based on everything that I looked into earlier on this. This was a process of grooming, not surveillance by, but grooming by globalists and the demonic forces within the FBI, the CIA, and other government agencies, American agencies. And you may say, well, that's a bold statement. BS. Well, now, hold on. Let's look at some leaked documents. Now, this is not what Olivia Murray is saying here. Olivia Murray is saying that leaked documents reveal that health professionals in quotation marks, you can read it there, at Vanderbilt University Medical Center knew that this Hale dude or dudette, the disturbed trans individuals who killed six innocent people during a school shooting, had suicidal and homicidal ideations years before killing the killing spree. If you scroll down, there is a copy posted by Ken Silva on X, on the platform X, of the very document that proves that this individual was known by Vanderbilt University Medical Center having homicidal fantasies before murdering a bunch of Christian children. Now, you know what the Biden regime had done after these documents were leaked? Did they do anything? No. What's that last line say? So, of course, they arrest the officer who may have first leaked that info. I'm not going to read the document. And if you scroll down a little bit more, former Metro Police Lieutenant Garrett Davidson was arrested and charged in connection to leaking documents belonging to the Covenant School shooter. Remember how we're not getting information about these? The Nashville shooter, the manifesto. Oh, it's... we can't release that. Why not? Why not? Many will say, well, you know, it's not good to release a manifesto because it spurs or spawns copycats and it puts ideas. No, you are putting ideas in the heads of these people. And here's what, going beyond the article, but keep that up there if you want, or you can throw me on the side too. I don't care. What this is about. And this is not American Thinker. This is not this article. But when you follow the money, there is this black, gray, some will say gray, but this black budget to these universities, some of these universities. And in this case, I think I found the money trail on this. just like back in the MK Ultra days, in the CIA cultivating unsuspecting and suspecting, witting, unwitting people in university settings, using universities as petri dishes for the mind control program. And when you say mind control, you don't have to go way out, you know, into the weeds on this. But here's why, again, here's why I'm saying that this is bigger than simply knowledge beforehand or foreknowledge. When you look at the pattern of surveillance discussed in this article, I'll put the link in the show notes. When you look at the pattern of so-called surveillance treatment and handling by these university people, supposedly Hale had been receiving health care long before the shooting. Like, I'm talking long before the shooting. Now, this is documented in 2019. The shooting was in 2023, but the article says, who knows how long Hale had been receiving mental health care by 2019. That was, I'm sorry, that was 4 years before the shooting. Mental health professionals noticed Hale's anger grow with greater frequency. Did they, and here's the question I have, did they notice the growth of this anger, or perhaps was it cultivated by programs that are still ongoing? If you look again, look at the money and dig into the documents, and also this is another part, look at the drug companies. This, in my view, this is why they could not release the documents associated with this particular shooting, because this was not a surveillance, but a grooming, a part of the grooming. And you, again, you might say, well, where's your proof? There's evidence. There's ample evidence to support that conclusion. And frankly, I don't have to prove anything. I can point you to what the evidence shows, and you can draw your own conclusions. But the big question is about the natural shooter and the refusal to release a manifesto, the refusal to release the documents. And when a document's leaked, the leaker is punished. What do you make of that? All right. The same article, it's worthy to note this. 100% of all teenage school shooters in 52 years were on SSRI antidepressant medication. We know that, right? That, look, we know that. Every one of these drugs has a black box warning. It's right there. Valerie Ann Smith from X, hat tip. The warning stresses extreme caution to those under the age of 24. And you can watch the video on your own time. And then RFK, below that RFK, verifies the same thing. Anecdotally, it appears that almost every one of these shooters were on SSRIs or some other psychiatric drug. And the NIH will not study that because it will offend the pharmaceutical industry. What the hell is that? Let's see. Anecdotally. Oh, okay. That was a conversation in 2023. I thought that was contemporaneous to this, but no, not. Okay. So I would urge you, I'll put this in the show notes, but here's why I think this is of extreme importance. When we were looking, the one thing I intimated, but I really didn't get into, is when you start taking, when you have, when you've got the government involved in, for example, the MK Ultra activities they were involved with, and still are, I contend, And then you have the church committee revelations back in 75. And you study the types of drugs and you watch the evolution from LSD to more refined SSRI type drugs, although LSD had its purpose. And you go through the documents in the archive that show without any doubt whatsoever that they were attempting to groom people to be killers. And they admitted back in the church committee, you know, yeah, we attempted to poison, the leader of the Congo, Patrice, whatever. We attempted to poison that person. Using a bioweapon, by the way. It was, I'm trying to remember what it was. But just think about all of this in a logical sense. And I think where gaps exist, you cannot rule this out. Not only can you not rule it out, you have to accept the evidence of, okay, the presence, for example, in the Nashville shooter, the presence of the university's role in knowing about this, the doctors employed or the psychiatrists employed by the university, or getting paid from or benefiting from. And then the dark money and the government saying, no, we're not going to release the documents. So for all the talk about, hey, you know what, release the manifesto. I think Olivia, in this case, did a great job in saying, hey, wait a second. They knew about this. I'm taking this a step further and saying, not only did they know about this, they actually facilitated or were, in my researched opinion. And I'm gonna put together a report on this because you really need to see this in writing. It almost demands a flow chart. It really does. So you can see this yourself. All right. So that's really was on my mind before the program began. And I really, if I came off as a little bit not quite like on target, I apologize. But here's the thing. It's hard to wrap your mind around this. And especially, now look, I also tossed in there that update about the lost children. Is it beyond comprehension to believe, perhaps, that there's some experimentation going on with children? I mean, in addition to everything else. I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, on that issue, I don't know. All right. I want to show you this this news conference because this all kind of runs together. Now, I was really concerned, and still I am to a point, about Cash Patel. Austin Brower last hour mentioned and thank you, somebody, I can't remember who in the chat mentioned the arrest made by the FBI, by the Fez Bondi, was out there talking about it. Cash Patel was out talking about this. So video six today, Cash Patel had a news conference. And listen to this news conference. Again, this is what Austin Brower referenced, but to listen to this or to hear this. Well, I've got some comments on the other side. Here's cut six.
In places of public trust have violated not only the law, but that public trust, to include teachers, law enforcement personnel, and other professionals that we look to safeguard our children have not only violated the law, but violated the trust. In Minneapolis, defendant Jeremy Francis Plonsky, a Minneapolis state trooper and former Army reservist, was arrested for producing child sexual abuse material while in uniform. Not anymore. In Norfolk, Virginia, defendant Jose Alexis Valdez Sosa, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, again, allegedly arrested for transporting a minor across state lines. No more. Another example, right here in Washington, D.C., in the Metropolitan Police Department, Officer Linwood Barnhill, a former already convicted sex offender, was arrested again for exploiting more victims, more children, while on supervised release. These are just three examples that show you the extent and the depravity of these horrific crimes. And we need to team up together with the American public to find the rest. I want to give a special thanks to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children for the tireless work they do in partnering with us. And again, I want to thank the Department of Justice and all these folks here. And Pam, thank you for never wavering to defend our children.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Patel.
Now, there's something I have about this. He thanked the entity. There are, I'm just going to toss this out there. I do know that that is that investigation. This I can say with authority is much broader than he suggested. There's some intrastate, and I put this in the chat earlier before the show, there's some intrastate investigations that will ultimately rise to the level of FBI attention, but there are also at the consumer level. Now Cash Patel was talking about the purveyors of the child trafficking and child pornography and so on. Why is it that you've got members of our multiple, whether it's state, local, or even within the House or Senate, why are these people so insistent on the transgender ideology? Can I ask you, folks listening and watching this, may I ask you to think, consider, and pray on this? I can show, in fact, I will. I'll show an example. You know, you have this insistence by the schools, school boards, teachers, insisting that boys are in girls' locker rooms. Boys play girls' sports. You allow trans everywhere. They're pushing this agenda. Why? Well, did you know that Sun Tzu devoted several pages in The Art of War? That's kind of an aside. That's not the demonic. That's the takedown of a nation. But Sun Tzu actually addressed that in The Art of War. I don't want to, I could talk probably for 30 minutes on that. I don't want to do that, but be aware of that. But let me show you cut two here. Representative Melanie Stansbury screaming, crashing out about how she supports trans people. And this was during a hearing about men playing in women's sports. This is only 35 seconds. But what's the visceral? I mean, just pay attention to the visceral aspect of this. Folks, this is so much deeper. I can tell you this is so much deeper than a lot of people realize. This is so demonic. Demonically inspired. But what is fueling this? What is behind this? Why didn't we see this at this level 30 years ago, 25, 20 years ago. What happened? Well, let's go to cut two. 35 seconds. Here it is.
Was not running during the point of order. Your time was not wasted. And to the trans community, we stand with you with the LGBTQ plus community. We stand with you. And you can raise your eardrums all you want, Madam Chair, but we stand with the LGBTQ plus community. And you can gavel me to
order. This hearing will come to order. This hearing will come to order.
Madam Chair,
this hearing will come to order.
Madam Chair,
this hearing will come to order. I now recognize
Ms. McClain
from Michigan.
I just have a point of order.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Yeah, I just realized I had a longer clip. I had a 52-second clip. But you get the idea on this. The other cut will be in the show notes. Again, I ask, what is this this push for this perversity? What's behind it? And I do believe when you take into account what our government, in conjunction with the Nazis back in World War II and after, when you take a look at that, then you toss in the political communist ideology and their agenda to take down the West. But even at that level, it doesn't explain everything. The only thing that explains this, in my researched opinion, is demonic forces. And as hard as it is to talk about, and as hard as it is to believe, child sacrifices are taking place. You heard me. And you know, over the last couple of years, I've had the opportunity to speak with district attorneys, county detectives working for DAs, investigators from different police agencies. And they've always asked, well, where are the bodies? If that's the case, if you've got child sacrifice going on, where are the bodies? It's a valid question. I'd ask the same question. I did ask the same question. The answer, they're consumed. You'll never find the remains beyond that. Yeah, I mean, you'll never find the remains because they're consumed. They're harvested in some cases. They're consumed as hard as it is to talk about to hear. But there are people, segments of the population out there who believe that they can, again, I there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's bad. This whole Epstein thing, it's bad. Pizzagate, even on a local level, and Eric the Tech can verify certain things. So, okay, let me take a step back. You've got children being trafficked. 95% of the children can't be found. Let me tell you let me give you a glimpse of the future on that number. You're not going to find probably 80%. You're not going to find them. Ever. Ever. Who's behind this? There are people in this country and throughout the globe, throughout the world, who are engaged in this kind of sick, perverse, demonic behavior. So there's that. The children, the minors you will find, are the ones that are used in the factories, and not that that's a good thing. But that's a small percentage. And there are people who believe that they can obtain power through this. Eric the Tech, I need a reality check here. If you don't, I don't know if you're busy behind the scenes, but you get where I'm going with this? Because you lived it. I mean, you've seen this. You investigated this. Am I making sense, or do I sound like a babbling idiot?
No, you're making sense.
And when you throw in the drug... Thanks, bud. When you throw in the mind control part of this, and you think about Russ talking about super soldiers and the grooming of these people, of certain people. Think about that miner who shot up that Nashville school, killing six people, and the government, nothing is going to get released about that. What's the driving ideology behind that? Well, let's look. Trans, drugs. Oh, and the target? A Christian school. And then you have Melanie Stansbury. I'm going to... Doesn't matter. You can break my eardrums. I'm going to talk. I'm going to support this trans boys and girls bathrooms and sports all day long. The visceral part of this. Please pay attention to that. Man, I'll tell you what. I could just stand up right now and walk out. I really could. And say the hell with it. I don't know. Look, I don't want to end on a bad note or a sad note. I'll have more on this because, in fact, I'll have some reports on this. But the third book, I'm not pumping my book or pimping my book, but in my books, but Amazon, if you like it, great. If you don't, reading my books. Based on true stories, true events, this next one is going to be, okay. Oof. There's a price to pay, by the way. Anyway, I just want to show you, this again, leaving on kind of more of a, a humorous note. And by the way, Steve Quayle will be with me tomorrow for sure. But watch this. Why can you got to ask yourself too? Why are people like members of the House? You've got evil. You've got basically somewhat normal, and then you've got like stupid. I don't know how else to describe it. But Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, appeared before a subcommittee today. This is Cut 7, Scott Bessent versus Maxine Waters. It's a minute 50. Enjoy this because you'll get a chuckle out of this if you haven't seen this already. But this, now consider, how can evil exist, or how can this kind of activity exist? Well, it's because there are a lot of people who aren't too bright. And here's exhibit A or B or C. Scott Bessent. Cut 7. Here it is.
Do you know the level, type, or nature of the clearances and security training required for individuals to access the information held in the computers of Treasury, IRS, or CFPB?
Yes, I do, and I think we would have a disagreement over the definition of the word unfettered.
Mrs. Secretary, did all the individuals working with DOGE who were given access to Treasury's and CFPB's computer databases receive all of the required clearances and security training before they were granted access?
Again, they were granted read-only access at Treasury. There were two.
So let me just say,
DOGE employees.
Please, you can't filibuster here. This is not the filibuster playground. And so what you did was you let these strangers into our Treasury with access to all of the data, all of the personnel information, and you just opened the door. Why'd you do that?
No, ma'am. They were Treasury employees.
Oh, are you saying today in front of this committee that all of them were Treasury employees, that the 25-year-old who's being identified, who worked for Elon Musk, was allowed into the Treasury? Was that person there?
He was a Treasury employee, as was Tom Krause, the senior person on the DOGE team. There were only two people.
There were DOGE employees also.
Sorry?
Do you know? Were you aware that there were DOGE employees coming into our Treasury getting all of our personal information?
Well, ma'am, there is no such thing as a DOGE employee. There were Treasury employees.
I tend to disagree with you based on the information I have.
Okay. I should have teed it up better than I did. But the bottom line there is there was when DOGE was tasked with going into the Treasury, they made sure DOGE, Trump, Bessent, they made sure that there was access only to Treasury employees. And when necessary, they had the contract signed by the DOGE personnel to be employed by the Treasury so they could look at the data. And that was what Bessent was trying to get across to Waters, who wasn't having any of it or couldn't understand any of it. And there is video after video after video of Bessent in this hearing against some of the most incredibly ignorant people I've ever seen. And you can find it on social media. I'm not going to play it all because it's just absolutely, absolutely, it's almost depressing when you look at this, the level of stupidity. We're talking about Guam tipping over stupidity. The last video I have. And this, to me, look, the serious nature of what's going on between India and Pakistan. Don't say, probably it's happened before. It hasn't happened at this level before. But I saw this video and I had to laugh. Because what else can you do but laugh? I don't think, Eric the Tech, I don't think you've seen this video. Maybe to tee it up, you might have. But at the border, you've got, to tee this up, you've got the border guards in Pakistan and then India squaring up together. You got to see this. We'll just run it. Video, Eric Cut 9. Here it is. So look, what do you think of that? I mean, is that, yeah, okay. There's more. Seriously, and to those listening on audio platforms, you can find it on social media, or you can go to HagmanPI.com and click the link and watch it yourself. But what is that? What the hell is going on there? When I saw that, when I watched that, I'm thinking, okay, that's just, I don't